United States.
Demolition derbies. A smashing time. Where crashing cars is the point.
After the formalities are seen to, the national anthem sung, the firemen assembled, the fun starts. The sound brings the first thrill, a dozen engines thundering, each without a silencer, and the crackle pop of backfire. Then comes the crash and crumple of metal on metal. Tires go flat, bumpers fall off, cars catch fire, others get pushed up against the wall. They headbutt like billy goats, they hiss, wheeze, smoke, stall, and go kaput. Soon only two are still moving, at which point the announcer might growl, "Finish him." Tom Wolfe, a writer, called demolition derbies culturally the most important sport ever originated in the United States, closer to the gladiatorial games of Rome than even boxing. Annihilation is the point. The last car running wins. Sports reporters ignored them, wrote Wolfe, because they thought them puerile and low class. Too many kids with sideburns, tight Levi's and winkle-picker boots. Held at county fairs, derbies are a rural working-class pastime. They grew out of travelling shows of stunt driving in the 1920s. Hardly anyone is in it for the prize money, which tends to be a few hundred dollars. Rather, derbies are a socially acceptable space to engage in antisocial, unacceptable behaviour. At the Herkimer County Fair in Frankfurt in upstate New York, contestants say the sport is the perfect outlet for road rage. Injuries are less common than you might think, mostly bumps and whiplash, sometimes a broken rib or concussion. One woman, a rarity in this subculture, recalls the time firemen extracted her from her burning car by slicing off the roof with claws they call the jaws of life. Contestants cut holes in their bonnets in case firemen need to hose down a carburettor. Glass windscreens and headlights are removed. There are a few rules. No crashing directly into a competitor's driver's side door. No sandbagging, meaning don't shy away from collisions because, well, what's the point in participating? Drivers want to protect their engines in the front and so reverse and ram with their rear. But there is no use in being too strategic. You don't get to predict when it's coming at you, says Rob, a middle-aged driver, at it since he was 13. He pats his 73 Dodge Dart, full of rust and crust, rotted to death. Derbies are about more than thrill-seeking. Bill Loewenberg, who wrote a book about them, described the cars as American folk art. They're painted in garish colours and inscribed with names of fiancés and children. In Frankfurt, cars are dedicated to Carly, Selena and Ronnie. Others to Mom or Trump. I built this car for all of them, and I will wreck this car for all of them, says Michael, at 25, a first-timer. Almost as entertaining as the derbies are attempts to make sense of them. Sociologists have called them spectacles of anti-capitalism and rituals of social inversion, a place to flout corporate carmakers, to reclaim and transmogrify the machine. Your correspondent put that to a young driver in Frankfurt. Was he registering his dissent against an economy predicated on endless consumption and planned obsolescence? He smiled and shook his head. I just like smashing things.